Let's pray. Lord, we're very thankful for the privilege of turning now to the Bible and attempting to understand it and learn how to understand it when we study it ourselves.
主啊，这是我们极大的荣幸啊！我们能够转向您的话语，试图想要理解，也试图想要明白怎么才能更好的读懂圣经。
We're thankful that the Holy Spirit wrote it in such a way that we could and should understand it.
我们也感谢您，圣灵是用这样的方式写下这本圣经，让我们能够明白，也应该明白。
And we remember that the Holy Spirit instructed Habakkuk to write it in such a way that people would run when they heard it. They would hasten to do what it says.
那圣经啊，曾记载，圣灵是如此写下这样的神的话语啊，当人们听到的时候，他们要赶紧跑着，去赶紧照着这个圣灵的指示去做。
So that's our attitude tonight, Lord. Teach us in such a way that we will be enthusiastic and quick in our response to obey what we learn.
主啊，盼望我们今天也是用这样的态度来回应啊。当我们学习了、明白了以后呢，让我们呢快速的用极大的热情去回应他，去照着去做。
And we give thanks now and look to thee in Jesus' name.
所以我们这样的感恩呢，是也仰望交托给您，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Trevor. Good evening, everyone. It's nice to be with you again.
大家晚上好，很高兴再次跟大家见面。
Tonight we want to continue on the idea of reading a story within its context.
那我们今天呢继续我们这几周来一直的一个话题，就是怎么在上下文的背景中去读一段神的话。
And tonight we'd like to, or we've looked at its literary context and its geographic context. And tonight we'd like to look at the historical context.
我们已经学过怎么在用文学的上下文背景去读，也学过怎么在这个地理的上下文背景去读。那今天呢，我们来看看怎么在历史的背景下读去读。
So we would remember that no story in the Bible is designed to function all by itself.
我们要记得啊，就是圣经里面有任何一个故事啊，它是独立发挥作用的。
Every story in the Bible is in the middle of stories that are around it.
对，每一个圣经里的故事呢，都是在它周围前前后后的一组故事当中的一个。
It includes the context of the culture and the manners of that time period.
所以它呢包含了这个故事所发生那个时代的这个文化背景。
Last week we were looking at taking notice of the geographical details of the story that form the setting.
那上个星期我们学过，也要注意到这个故事的背景当中的一些地理的细节。
And tonight we want to consider the historical context.
那今天晚上呢，我们来看就是这个历史的背景，历史上下文。
I sort of think it's interesting that in high school, history wasn't one of my favorite classes, neither was grammar.
我记得我上高中的时候啊，这个历史课和这个语法课都不是我喜欢的课程。
But when it comes to studying the Bible, knowing grammar well and knowing the history of the earth well is a good thing.
但是当我们来研读圣经的时候呢，你熟悉这个世界的历史，也熟悉这个语法的知识点呢，是一件好事，对我们有帮助的。
And so tonight we want to consider the historical context of the time of the story to help us see the situation more clearly and realize the intention of God's message towards us more clearly.
所以今天晚上呢，我们要重点讲的就是去怎么样去弄明白这个故事写作那个当时的这个历史的上下文背景，这样才能更清楚的准确地把握这个故事本身的意思，也准确地掌握神要传达给我们的信息。
So we'd like to start in Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 and 10.
我们先翻到以赛亚书的46章9到10节。
says, Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other God. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
嗯，你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能比我的。我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
In the literary context of this, God is saying this is the difference between me, the true God, and all the false gods.
嗯，那在这个这节这两节经文的上下文讲的是什么呢？就是神在突出他和其他的假神的不同。
So we would read before about Baal and Nebo and some of the other idols, that were around at that time.
嗯，那在所以在这个46章的前面呢，你会读到这个比勒呀、尼波啊这些巴比伦的偶像啊，这些假神。
And God says, this is how you can tell who the true God is.
嗯，然后神说呢，你用这样的方法呢，就能分辨谁才是真神。
He says he can declare the end from the beginning.
嗯，因为他说只有真神我啊，才是从起初指明末后的事。
This is what we would call prophecy.
嗯，我们管这个就叫预言。
He could tell what's going to happen before it happens.
嗯，所以神可以在一个事情没发生之前就告诉你会发生什么。
And he would say them like they happened already.
那他说话的方式就像这件事情已经发生了一样。
And he says, I will do all my pleasure.
嗯，他说凡我所喜悦的我必成就。
Now to tell what's going to happen in the future, you have to be omniscient or all-knowing.
嗯，那你要知道未来发生的什么事呢？你必须是全知的。
You have to know the future.
也就是说，你要知道未来。
If it's you're going to do all your good pleasure and do whatever you want, you need to also be omnipotent and omnipresent.
嗯，另外呢，如果你想做什么，你就能够做什么的话呢，那你必须得是全能的，也是全在的。
You have to be.All powerful, and you have to be everywhere at one time.
那也就是说呢，你必须是无所不能的，特别有能力的，而且是你同一时点，你可以在每一个地方，就是每一个地方都有你。
Because if you're going to tell the future and you don't know the future, you're not going to tell the future very well.
也就是说，如果你不知道未来的事的话，那你肯定没办法去预言嘛。
And so you.Wouldn't be omniscient.
也就是说你不可能成为全知的那一位。
Or if you weren't strong enough to make happen what you say will happen means you're not omnipotent.
如果你说你要做什么事但实际上你做不到的话呢那就证明你不是全能的。
Or maybe you're not present to be able to help your prophecy along, so you wouldn't be everywhere at all times.
那或者说呢，你不能无所不在，就是你同一时间不能在不同的地方，那你就不能去帮助你的你所说的这些事情变成现实了。
And so God is saying to us, this is how you tell the true God. He's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent.
嗯，所以这两节经文呢，实际上神就在告诉我们，一个真神是有什么特点呢？他就是全知的、全能的、全在的。
If I can't or someone can't make it happen, then they're not God.
嗯，那如果一个人呢，不能做到这点，他就不是神。
And tonight's story, we're going to remember this thing and see how God is.God like no one else is God.
嗯，所以呢，我们今天接下去要讲的这个例子呢，就要来阐述这一点呢，就是今天我们开头讲的这两节经文，就是神是全能、全知、全在的，要先记在脑子里。
So our first story from the Bible this evening is going to come from Matthew chapter 2.
嗯，那我们讲的第一个故事呢是马太的二章， 马太福音二章。
And it says, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
二章的一到二节啊，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”
So these wise men came from the east, searching for the King of the Jews.
那这些博士呢，是从东方来，他们来找什么呢？找犹太人的王。
And they followed the star and they got to Jerusalem.
然后他们跟着头顶上的一颗星呢，就来到了耶路撒冷。
Verse 3 says, And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded to know where the Christ should be born.
三节四节，希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？
And they all said to him, says verse 5, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet Micah, For you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor,That shall rule over my people Israel.
五节啊，他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知，这个先知就是弥迦书的那个先知。先知记着说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
He was supposed to be born in Bethlehem.
所以呢，这里先知告诉我们呢，他应该被生在伯利恒。
And this is a prophecy from the book of Micah, chapter 5 and verse 2.
那这个呢，就是弥迦书五章二节的一个预言。
And there it's a prophesied that about 700 years before Jesus was born, that the Messiah would be born in the city of Bethlehem.
这个预言呢，就是在耶稣诞生前的七百多年前说出来的，就是他要这个弥赛亚呢要在伯利恒出生。
So some people say, well, that's why Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem to have their baby born, so people would think that he's the promised Messiah.
然后有人会这么说，他说就是因为知道弥迦有这个预言啊，所以约瑟和玛利亚呢，他们就故意的到伯利恒去生耶稣，这样呢，他们就会使人相信耶稣就是那个弥赛亚了。
And so the question would be, whose idea was it to go to Bethlehem?
那问题就来了，那这是谁的主意呢？要让他们去伯利恒呢？
Now those of you who are mothers know that it wasn't Mary's idea.
你们这些做母亲的姐妹们可能就知道，这绝对不可能是玛利亚的主意啊。
She was about almost 9 months pregnant.
因为那时候她怀胎已经九个月了。
Jesus was almost ready to be born.
因为这个耶稣已经马上就可以那个出生了。
Looking at her tummy, it was way out to here.
那她的这个肚子啊，已经大到那里了。
And traveling on a donkey for 100 kilometers certainly wasn't her idea.
要坐着驴啊，走这个100公里的路程，这绝对不可能是玛利亚想出来的。
It was hard enough for her to just get around her little house.
那因为她在屋子里面啊，就是干活走来走去就已经够困难的了。
It was hard enough for her to make it to the bathroom every 10 minutes.
那她可能每十分钟就想去上厕所。
Why would she want to go on a 100 kilometer trip where there were no restrooms along the way?
她怎么会愿意去走这100公里的这个路程啊，路上又没有卫生间的这样的一个艰苦的路程呢？
But there are those out there that say, well, they just wanted to go to Bethlehem so that people would think that Jesus is the Messiah.
但是还有人就是这样怀疑，他说他们就是故意要去伯利恒的，因为这样他们生出耶稣以后呢，就会有助于别人相信这个耶稣就是弥赛亚。
But in Luke chapter 2 verses 1 to 7, it tells us whose idea it was to go to Jerusalem.
但是路加的二章的一到七节呢，告诉我们这到底是谁的主意让他们去伯利恒的。
And it says, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, and he was the Caesar in Rome, that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth,into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
路加福音的二章一到七节，当那些日子，凯撒亚古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册，就是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城报名上册，约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
And so here we see why they were in Jerusalem.
在这里我们就看到他们为什么到伯利恒去了。
I mean Bethlehem, I said it wrong. We see that it wasn't their idea at all.
所以你看这根本不是他们自己的主意。
It was Caesar Augustus's decision that they should all go to the city of their birth.
是这个凯撒奥古士都啊，他的命令啊，让每个人都到他的出生地去，就是他的老家去报名上册。
Now history tells us that Caesar Augustus was the emperor of the Roman Empire.
那历史呢告诉我们，那个时候呢，凯撒奥古士都呢是这个罗马的皇帝。
He was the most powerful man on the face of the earth.
他是这个地球上曾经有过的这个最有权势的人之一。
He was the emperor of the most powerful military country in the world at that time.
他是那个时候整个全地啊在军事上最强大的最有权势的这个国家的皇帝。
And he ordered it.
是他下的命令。
And so they had to go. They had no choice not to go.
所以呢，约瑟、玛利亚他们没有别的选择，他们只能去。
So the way they went.
所以他们就一路就过去了。
So Jesus was born in Bethlehem, just like it was prophesied.
所以就这样呢，就像预言所说，先知在预言里所说的那样，耶稣就在伯利恒出生了。
And we begin to see the great authority of God.
我们在这里呢就能看见呢神这伟大的掌权呢他的这个权柄啊。
He made a prophecy a little over 700 years earlier that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
他在弥赛亚在伯利恒出生之前的700年呢他就写下了这样的预言。
He knew where the Messiah would be born.
神知道这个弥赛亚要在哪里出生。
He was omniscient or all-knowing.
也就是说他是全知的。
And he was there and he was strong enough or powerful enough to make sure that it happened just like he said it would.
而且神呢他有足够的能力确保他所说的这个预言就一定会照这个样子发生。
And so we see,that he's the true God.
我们从这一点就能看到他是那真神。
But the story doesn't stop there.
那这个故事呢没有停在这里，还继续往下。
In verse 13, it continues along in Matthew chapter 2.
我们再回到马太的二章啊，看这个十三节。
It says in verse 13, and when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to kill him.
他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。”
And so verse 14 says, And when he arose, he took the young child Jesus and his mother Mary by night, and they left to Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying,Out of Egypt have I called my son.
14-15 节，约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。这是要应验主借先知所说的话，说我从埃及招出我的儿子来。
So here we have some more history and another prophecy.
所以这里我们又看到一点历史啊，也看到另外一个预言。
We have a prophecy from Hosea chapter 11, verse 1.
这是何西阿书的十一章的一节的预言。
Saying that God would call his son out of Egypt.
这个预言就是神将从埃及召出他的儿子来。
And I suppose when we think about it, Why did they have to go to Egypt?
那我们先要想一下，为什么他们要去埃及呢？
And they went to Egypt because they had to go.
他们之所以要去埃及呢，是他们不得不逃。
Because verse 16 says, Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked by the wise men, he was exceedingly angry.And sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof in Judea from 2 years old and younger, according to the time which he had diligently acquired of the wise men.
因为我们看十六节啊，希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以里的都杀尽了。
You see, way back in verse 3, when we were reading it, King Herod was troubled.
我们再回到这个二章的三节啊，当时说这个希律王听见了就心里不安。
You see, even though he was called King Herod, he wasn't a true king.
因为呢，他虽然叫希律王，但是他也知道他不是那个真正的王。
You see, he wasn't born king, but the wise men were looking for him who was born king of the Jews.
因为他不是生来就是做犹太人王的，但是这个东方的博士啊，来是找这个生下来做犹太人之王的那一位。
And he thought to himself, if there's a legitimate king, then he may take my place.
所以这希律王想，哎呦，既然现在有一个合法的王出生了，那他可能会取代我吧。
And so he began to assassinate all the children, all the little boys, 2 years old and younger.
所以他就开始要杀这个凡两岁以内的男孩，他都要杀尽。
Now we know from looking at a map that Jerusalem is about 8 kilometers north of Bethlehem.
那如果我们看地图的话呢，我们会知道耶路撒冷呢是在伯利恒的北面，大概八公里的地方。
So the soldiers started killing the baby boys in Jerusalem and heading south towards Bethlehem.
所以呢，这个希律的这个士兵啊，他们就从耶路撒冷开始杀起，把从北到南一直杀到伯利恒，要把这个两岁的孩子都杀尽。
And we were reading that the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph saying, "Flee to Egypt."
所以我们读到圣经里记载说，天使对 约瑟说你要赶紧逃到埃及去。
You see, the soldiers were coming from the north towards Bethlehem.
因为这个军队啊，他们是从北往南来逼近这个伯利恒的。
So when they come from the north and you're here, which direction would you run?
那如果你在这里，然后呢，有兵啊，是从北面往下追杀你，你应该往哪跑呢？
You would run away from the soldiers.
那你肯定是远离这个军队的方向跑，对吧？
So they ran south.
他们就往南跑了。
And just in case Joseph wasn't quite smart enough to figure out which way to go, because if they turned east, they would end up in a desert and probably die in the desert.
如果他们要是往东跑呢？如果约瑟不够聪明，他往东跑呢？东面是沙漠啊，就旷野，他们可能会死在那里的。所以为了避免这个约瑟不能做出正确的决定啊。
So God made sure that Joseph went to Egypt where he would survive, and little baby Jesus would survive too.
所以神呢要通过这个天使在梦里启示他，确保他呢的确是往南边那个埃及跑，那这样这个婴儿耶稣他才能活下来。
So why were they in Egypt?
他们为什么会到了埃及呢？
Because of Herod's jealousy.
那因为这个希律王嫉妒他。
As he began killing the babies, they just fled south.
他开始杀这个两岁以内的婴儿的时候呢，他们就赶紧往南跑了。
And then when Herod was dead, the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph again and said, you can go back now.
那等到希律王死了以后呢，这个天使又告诉约瑟说你现在可以回去了。
Now you see, it wasn't their idea to flee to Egypt.
所以你看这不是他们的主意要逃到埃及去。
We see again that it was somebody else in a position of power and authority that caused them to go to Egypt.
我们再次在这个里面看到是当时掌权的更有权势的一位啊，他的这个原因导致他们不得不逃到埃及去。
And so in verse 19 it says, and when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying,Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the child and his mother, and they came to the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the place of Herod his father, he was afraid to go to Jerusalem. Notwithstanding, being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee,And he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene.
从19节读到23节，希律死了以后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现说，起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去，因为要害小孩子性命的人已经死了。约瑟就起来，把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列地去，只因听见亚基老接着他父亲希律做了犹太王，就盼往那里去，又在梦中被主指示，便往加利利境内去了。到了一座城名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说，他将称为拿撒勒人的话了。
Now sometimes in English people get this mixed up. It says he'll be called a Nazarene, not a Nazarite.
那在英文里面可能会有这个问题啊，在中文不会。就是这个英文里面这个拿撒勒和这个拿西尔这两个词呢是发音非常像的。
A Nazarite was a promise that somebody made to God.
那拿西尔呢是人向神许的一种愿呢，拿西尔人的愿。
A Nazarene was somebody from the city of Nazareth.
那拿撒勒人呢是从拿撒勒这个城来的人。
Now the problem with this prophecy is that he shall be called a Nazarene. The problem is we'd never find this prophecy in the Bible.
但这个预言有一个问题啊，就这里面说他将称为拿撒勒人，这个我们在圣经里是找不到一模一样的这句话的，这个旧约的预言的。
We can't find a prophecy in the Bible that says that.
嗯，因为我们在圣经里找不到有一句预言啊，是一模一样是这么说的。
So it could be that there's a prophecy somewhere outside of the Bible that we're not aware of.
那也可能是我们不知道的哪一位先知，就圣经没有记载的，他在圣经以外的什么地方说了这个话。
Or maybe the context of the Bible helps us find the answer.
嗯，那另外呢，就是我们也可以从这个圣经的上下文里来找到答案。
Look in John chapter 1, verse 46.
嗯，我们看看这个约翰福音的一章四十六节。
Here we read in verse 46, And Nathanael said to him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip said to him, Come and see.
拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？腓力说，你来看。
You see, Nazarene seems here to be a term that talks about disdain and looking down upon somebody.
嗯，你看这里面这个语境里面有这个意思啊，就是拿撒勒呢这个词呢，就是有贬义，就是让人就是看不起这样的意思。
To be rejected.
嗯，或者说被人嫌弃这样的意思。
To be forgotten.
被人遗忘。
And this we do find about the Messiah in the Old Testament prophecies.
那这一点呢，就这个特点呢，我们在旧约的先知里面的确发现是这样描述这个弥赛亚的。
We're going to look at a few of those verses. We'll start in Psalm 118.
我们可以找几节经文来验证一下。我们先从诗篇118篇开始。
And verse 22.
22节。
It says, the stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner.
嗯，他说匠人所弃的石头，就是所弃绝的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 14.
以赛亚书的八章十四节。
So there we were reading that he would be rejected.
嗯。我们刚才读到的解释说他是被人拒绝的遗弃的。
And here in verse 14 of Isaiah 8, it says, And he shall be for a sanctuary, but he's going to be a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
嗯，那这节经文说的是什么呢？说他必作为圣所，却向以色列两家做绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，向耶路撒冷的居民作为圈套和网罗。
Matthew chapter 21 verse 42 tells us that he was rejected.
再看看马太的21章2的22节。
Matthew chapter
21
and verse
42. 42. 马太的21章42节。
Jesus said to them, Did you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
耶稣说，经上写着，匠人所弃的石头做了房角的头。这是主所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。这经你们没有念过吗？
And Jesus himself uses that verse to describe himself.
所以这是主耶稣基督自己啊，用这样一句话来描述他自己的。
That he was going to be rejected.
也就是说他会被人所厌弃，所拒绝的。
In Isaiah 53 verses 1 to 4, we read more about his rejection.
以赛亚书的53章的1到4节，我们可以更多的看到他是怎么被人拒绝嫌弃的。
Says, Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we would desire him. He is despised.And rejected by men, the man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted.
53章，以赛亚书53章1到4节，我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
所以拿撒勒说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
That's a place nothing good comes from. There are awful people there.
他的意思说，这个地方是没有什么好人的，没有好人从那里能出来的。
And just being from there made them despised and rejected.
你只要是叫是在那个地方住的是拿撒勒人呢，你就是被人所厌弃、所拒绝的。
That's what Nathaniel was saying.
这就是这个拿但业这说这句话的意思。
And now we're seeing these prophecies saying that he was rejected and despised by men.
那我们刚才读的这些旧约的这个先知的话，也是这个意思，就是弥赛亚是要被人嫌弃、被人拒绝的。
In Psalm 22, verses 7 and 8, we read more of the same.
在诗篇的22篇的8节里面，我们也读到更多这个意思。
In Psalm 22, verses 7 and 8, it says, All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out their lip and they shake their heads, saying, He trusted on the Lord.And that he would deliver him, let him deliver him, seeing he was delighted in him.
诗篇的22篇的7节和8节，凡看见我的都嗤笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。
He was mocked and ridiculed by the people.
所以他是被人嘲弄了，被人耻笑嘲笑的。
And on the cross, we...hear them saying, he saved others, let him save himself.
我们在十字架上的时候也听到人说，那他能救别人，现在看他怎么能救自己吧。
If you be the son of God, come down from there.
人们还说，如果你是神的儿子，你就从十字架上下来吧。
And they mocked and ridiculed the Lord Jesus.
他们就这样的嘲弄耶稣，耻笑他。
Psalm 35, verse 19.
看诗篇的35篇的19节
says, Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause.
求你不容那无理与我为仇的向我夸耀，不容那无故恨我的向我挤眼。
That's pretty rejected.
这个也是被人厌弃的意思。
They hated him without a cause, without a reason.
就是他们是无故的恨他。
Imagine a person that fed the multitudes, that healed many people.
我们要去想象一下，他可是呢，使很多病人都得医治了，是喂饱了几千人的那一位。
A person that loved everyone.
是呢，爱每一个人的那一位。
A person that went around doing good.
是那个到处走、到处做善事的那一位。
A person that set the captives free.
他是使那被囚的得释放的那一位。
Always helping the downtrodden and the cast offs of society.
他总是去帮助那些被社会遗弃、被边缘化的那些人。
Always helping. How would you respond to a person that always helps you?
那他总是在帮助别人，那我们对一个总是在帮助你的人是应该怎么对待他呢？
He never did anything to give them a reason to hate him.
所以耶稣没有做任何事情能给他们任何理由让他们去恨他的。
But they hated him without cause.
但是他们就是这样无故的恨他。
In Psalm 41, we will read of another thing.
诗篇的41篇啊，我们读到另外一点。
It says, Yes, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat my bread, has lifted up his heel against me.
第九节，41篇第九节，连我知己的朋友，我所倚靠吃过我饭的，也用脚踢我。
So completely rejected was the Lord Jesus that even his dear friend betrayed him.
所以主耶稣是这样被全然的厌弃啊，即使他最好的朋友也背叛他。
He was rejected.
所以他是被人拒绝的。
He was despised.
他被人藐视。
He was from Nazareth.
他是从拿撒勒来的。
And why again were they in Nazareth?
所以为什么他们就约瑟他们去了拿撒勒呢？
Because of Archelaus.
Sorry?
Because of Archelaus, the king.
是因为这个亚基老这个人呢、啊、是亚基老这个王啊的原因他才去了拿撒勒。
It wasn't their idea.
对，也不是他们的主意要去拿撒勒的。
It was the idea of others.
也是由于别人的原因。
Who were historic figures in history.
这都是这些原因呢，都是这个历史上的历史人物。
Who were men and women who lived at the time of Jesus.
就是主耶稣基督在世的那个时候，活在世上的一些人。
And so,this is just a little example of how history enters into the Bible, and we can see these different things that help us understand that when God was doing these things, he was showing himself to be God.
所以这是一个小例子啊，就是告诉我们是历史这个因素是怎么介入到主耶稣基督的这个故事里的啊，让我们能够更好的明白圣经的意思，更好的明白神是。全知全能全在的神。
But now let's look at a one that we need to study a little more history than that story from Matthew chapter 2.
那我们需要下一个例子就需要让我们研读更多的关于历史的东西了。
We want to go to the book of Exodus.
那我们就翻到这个出埃及记。
And the plagues of Egypt.
那就是降给埃及的十灾。
We want to start in Exodus chapter 6.
我们从出埃及记的六章开始。
And in Exodus chapter 6, we would read verses 1 till 10.
我们读六章的一到十节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Now shall you see...What I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand he shall drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord, and I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but my name Jehovah, I was not known to them, and I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore, say to the children of Israel,I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rid you out of their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and I will give it to you for a heritage. I am the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not to Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Go in, speak to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and let the children of Israel go out of his land.
一到十一节啊，六章，耶和华对摩西说，现在你必看见我向法老所行的事，使他因我大能的手容以色列人去，且把他们赶出他的地。神晓谕摩西说，我是耶和华，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神。至于我名耶和华，他们未曾知道，我与他们坚立所立的约，要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。我也听见以色列人被埃及人苦待的哀声，我也纪念我的约。所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。我岂是应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地，我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业，我是耶和华。摩西将这话告诉以色列人，只是他们因苦工愁烦，不肯听他的话。耶和华晓谕摩西说，你进去对埃及王法老说，要容以色列人出他的地。
Verse 7 tells us that the purpose of these things is that they would know, the Israelites would know that he was the Lord their God.
那第七节啊，这里面告诉我们，神做这一切的目的是什么呢？就是让以色列人知道我是耶和华你们的神。
In chapter 7, verse 5, it says also that the Egyptians would know that he is the Lord God.
然后在后面的七章五节里面讲到，另外一个目的呢，是让埃及人也要知道我是耶和华。
So when we come to these plagues that happen in Egypt, we're going to see that they're not just random things that were happening.
所以当我们来看这个降在埃及的实灾的时候呢，我们要看到这个不是偶然发生的这些随便挑的这些事情。
These were not just random events that God decided to do.
这不是神就是随意的决定随便让这些事情发生的。
These were very thoughtful interventions by God that give evidence that Jehovah is the only true and almighty God.
这是神呢特意的就是深思熟虑选出来的一些事情，为的是要让告诉他们耶和华才是呢全能的神。
So when we read the story, we're going to see that water gets turned to blood, that frogs come from the Nile River, that the dust turns into lice and other things are going to happen.
所以我们读到这个实在的故事呢，我们可以看到河水变成了雪，然后有这个青蛙到处都是，然后尘土变成狮子等等这些。
And just reading it like that, the story makes sense.
你就如果就是只是这样读呢，也能读得通。
But knowing the history of ancient Egypt,will help us discover the greater meaning behind the story and see that God of the Bible is greater than all the Egyptian gods and the God of the Bible is worthy to follow and obey.
但是如果你明白这个古埃及的历史的时候呢，历史的话，你再读这些内容呢，你就会明白它里面更深的意思，你就会更知道这个神是比这个埃及一切的假神都更伟大的神。你就会更愿意跟随这个真的全能的神。
So God is going to do these things so that the Israelites and the Egyptians both understand that there is no one like him.
所以神呢马上就要降下这实灾了，目的呢是让不仅让以色列人也让埃及人明白，就是没有哪个神是像他那样的伟大的神。
And so let's take a look at these plagues that happened.
所以现在我们来仔细看一下这个发生的这个实灾。
The first plague we read about in Exodus chapter 7 verses 14 to 25.
那第一灾呢是从出埃及记的七章的十四节到二十五节。
And what was going to happen is, God is going to change the water of the Nile River into blood.
那在这一灾里面神要做的事情呢，就是把尼罗河的水变成血。
Now, that might be a great thing all by itself.
嗯，那这件事本身呢，其实就是一个很了不起的事了。
But in history, we would learn a little bit more.
但是我们在这个从历史的背景来看呢，你会明白更多一点。
You see, there was a fellow named Happy.
嗯，有这么一个人呢，他的名字叫哈皮。
H-A-P, oh, I better not spell it because that won't make sense in Chinese. Happy was the Egyptian god of the Nile River.
这个 Happy 是谁呢？他就是古埃及的这个尼罗河之神，河神。
And so, Happy was the one god who brought water.
嗯，那他是这个就是把水带来的这个神。
Now, just like today, in those days, the Nile River was the lifeline of Egypt.
嗯，那像今天一样啊，当时对埃及人来说，这个尼罗河啊，也是他们的生命河。
And as Aaron touched the rod of the Lord to the Nile River, it immediately turned to blood, and all the fish died, and the river began to stink.
嗯，然后当这个亚伦呢，把这个杖伸到河水的时候呢，击打河中的水呢，水就变成血了，所有的鱼呢都死了，河也变得腥臭了。
Now what do you do when you don't have any fresh water?
嗯，那如果你现在没有淡水可以喝了，你会怎么办呢？
All the water is now blood.
嗯，因为所有的水都变成血了。
And it stinks.
而且臭了。
Because it's beginning to rot.
嗯，因为这个河水就腐坏了，腐败了。
Now, most people, I don't think, drink blood.
我觉得大部分人应该都不会去喝血吧。
Most people I know don't bathe in blood.
嗯，大部分人也绝不会在血里洗澡吧。
You don't use it to make your tea.
嗯，也不会用血来冲茶吧。
You don't use blood to wash your clothes.
也不会用血来洗衣服。
What do you do without any water?
那如果没有水该怎么办呢？
And this was a plague directed against Happy, the god of the Nile River.
嗯，所以这一个灾啊，就是变血，水变血这个灾就是针对这个哈皮这个河神去的。
You see, by God turning the Nile River into blood, God was showing that he was superior in abilities and authority and in power to Happy.
嗯，所以把这个尼罗河的水变成血啊，神就是用这个方式来显明他比这个河神哈皮，不管是能力还是权柄，威势都比他大得多。
And for 7 days, the Nile River was unsuitable for anything that pertained to life.
嗯，所以连续七天呢，这个尼罗河对于人们这生活没有任何的用处。
And Happy couldn't change the blood back into water.
嗯，而且这个哈皮这个河神呢，他没有能力能够把血又变回水，他做不到。
Even though he was supposedly the god of the Nile, he had no power over the Nile.
嗯，所以虽然人们相信他是这个尼罗河之神呢，但是他却现在控制不了这个尼罗河了。
And God was showing that he was greater than Happy, the god of the Nile River.
嗯，所以神在这一灾里面就显明耶和华要比这个河神哈皮要大得多。
In chapter 8, verses 1 to 15, we have the next plague.
然后在八章的一到十五节呢，是第二灾了。
And in this plague, out of the Nile River came millions and millions and millions of frogs.
在这一灾里面，从尼罗河里面啊，上来了成千上万、成千上万的青蛙。
Now, I'm not sure if you've ever eaten a frog. French people have eaten frogs, but I've never eaten a frog, not willingly or knowingly.
我不知道你们吃没吃过青蛙啊，我知道法国人是吃青蛙的，反正我呢是没有吃过青蛙。
But because Pharaoh refused to let the children of Israel go to serve the Lord, this second plague came upon Egypt.
那就是因为法老啊不让以色列人去侍奉他们的神耶和华呢，这第二灾就降下来了。
And millions of frogs came out of the Nile River.
嗯，那就成百万成百万这个青蛙就从尼罗河里上来了。
They were on their streets.
嗯，在他们的街道上。
Frogs in their food.
也在他们的食物里面。
Frogs in their wheat.
Wheat
like flour.
啊，在他们的这个面粉里头。
Frogs in their clothing.
在他们的衣服上。
Frogs in their showers.
他们这个洗澡的时候也是青蛙。
Frogs in their beds.
在床上都是青蛙。
Everywhere there was a frog.
到处都是青蛙。
And you see, there was a god called Heket.
嗯，然后在古埃及呢，有这么一个神呢，叫 Heket.
And Heket was the Egyptian goddess of fertility, water, and reproduction.
嗯，那这个 Heket 这个是跟古埃及的女神，她是主管生育、繁殖、和水的。
And Heket was always represented as having the head of a frog.
嗯，然后这个女神呢，她的这个形象呢，就是有一张有一个青蛙的头。
Now I find it interesting that they chose a frog to be a representation of the ability to reproduce.
我觉得很有意思啊，他们选择青蛙来作为这个繁殖能力的这个很强盛的这样的一个象征啊。
Because even today, if it's healthy water, there will be frogs. If it's contaminated water and poisoned water, there will be no frogs.
嗯，因为即使今天啊，只要这个水是健康干净的呢，就会有青蛙。但是这个水如果是被污染的，有毒的呢，就没有青蛙。
Because frogs are very sensitive to the environment.
嗯，因为青蛙对环境非常的敏感。
And they're amongst the first that lose their ability to reproduce, and they die very quickly when it's not good.
嗯，如果环境不适合不好的时候呢，那他们就会失去这个繁殖能力，而且甚至会死亡。所以他们是第一个做出对环境做出反应的。
But here the frogs were everywhere.
但在这个灾里面呢，这个青蛙到处都是。
And no one in Israel escaped the frogs.
嗯，没有在以色列人没有在埃及没有任何一个人能够逃离青蛙。
From the very vagabond of society to the palace of Pharaoh, there were frogs.
嗯，就不管是在贫民窟啊，还是到这个法老的这个王宫里，到处都是青蛙。
And when we read the story, it says that Pharaoh's magicians were able to bring more frogs.
嗯，然后我们读这个故事就发现呢，这个埃及的这个行法术的，他们也能够变出更多的青蛙来。
And you see,Pharaoh's magicians were trying to imitate the power of God.
也就是说这些邪术的啊，他们在模仿神的能力。
But you see, what they did was they increased the problem.
嗯，但他们所做的事情呢，就是只能使这个麻烦越来越大。
They couldn't take away the problem.
但是他们不能解决这个问题，他不能把青蛙变走。
Only Moses and Aaron were able to make the frogs go away.
只有摩西和亚伦能够使青蛙消失。
And God showed that he was greater than Heket was.
嗯，所以在这一代里神显明他比这个 Heket 这个青蛙女神呢要更伟大。
Are you beginning to see how knowing a little bit of the history of the religions of ancient Egypt start to make this story more interesting?
嗯，你现在有没有觉得，如果你懂一点这个古埃及的这个宗教历史的话呢，你会不会就觉得这个故事变得更有趣了
？The next plague we read about in chapter 8, verses 16 to 19.
接下去的一个故事就是16到19节。
And this God is called Heb.
这个神叫什么呢? 叫Heb, 这个神。
Now Heb was the God of the earth and was over all the dust of the earth.
那这个Heb这个神他是地神呢, 或者叫土地神, 就是他是掌管一切地上的尘土的。
And what happened was that Pharaoh still wouldn't let the people go to serve the Lord.
因为两灾过去了, 法老还是不让这个以色列人走去服侍他们的神。
And so Aaron stretched forth his rod.
然后这个亚伦就伸出他的杖。
And struck the dust of the earth.
击打地上的尘土。
And when he did, the dust became lice throughout all the land.
然后他这么做了以后呢，这个尘土呢就变成了虱子，到处都是了。The
very dust of creation that was referred to in creation and the process of man becoming a man, when God breathed and formed man, was now a plague of men, two men.
那本来呢，神是用尘土来造人的，就当初神造人是用的尘土的，现在这个本来来造人的这个尘土呢，现在变成了人的灾难。
And the dust just became lice on people and on animal.
所以这个尘土变出的这个虱子啊, 就到处都在这个人和牲畜的身上。
And God was, there was nothing that the Egyptians could do about it.
然后埃及人呢, 对此呢, 无能为力。
They'd cry out to their God Heb, but he couldn't do anything.
然后他们向他们的这个土地神这个 呼求啊，但是这个土地神什么也干不了。
Even when Pharaoh's magicians tried to duplicate it, they were unable to compete with the power.
即使这个埃及这个法老的这个刑法术的这些术士啊，他们想要效法这个摩西和亚伦的这个能力，但他们都做不了了现在。
In verse 18 and 19, we'll read these words.
在我们看这个18、19节是这么写的。
And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beasts. Then the magicians said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he didn't hearken to them as the Lord had said.
刑法术的也用邪术，要生出虱子来，却是不能。于是，在人身上和牲畜身上都有了虱子。刑法术的就对法老说：“这是神的手段。”法老心里刚硬，不肯听摩西、亚伦。正如耶和华所说的。These
religious priests couldn't do it this time.
这次这些宗教的这些祭司们，他们做不了了这次。And
we read this phrase that they used: "This is the finger of God."
所以我们读到他们用了这样一句话，他说这是神的手段。
This is the finger of God is a phrase that is synonymous with the supernatural power of God as it impacts the daily lives of people.
这里面神的手段的意思就是这种超自然的能力，就是从神那里来超自然能力，来这个能影响人的日常生活的。
Man couldn't compete with that kind of power that the finger of God implies.
人是没有办法与这种超自然的神的手段来抗衡的。And
these priests were confessing that this is the true God. We can't do this.
所以这些宗教的这些假神的祭司啊，他们都承认了这个是真神，我们没有办法跟他抗衡。
And even with their confession that this is the finger of God, Pharaoh still didn't listen.
即使连这些刑法术的都承认这是神的手段了，但是法老还是不听。So
we're starting to see that God is starting to do what he said he was going to do.
所以我们在慢慢的可以看到啊，神他说到什么，他就说什么，他就能做到什么。
Remember in chapter 7 and verse 5, God wanted the Egyptians to know that he was the true God.
还记得我们刚才提到就七章五节里面神说他要让埃及人也知道耶和华是真神。
And now we see some of the Egyptians beginning to believe that this is the true God.
所以到这个第三灾的时候我们就看到有一些埃及人他们已经开始相信耶和华是真神了。
The God of Israel was greater than Hapi, greater than Heket, and greater than Heb.
就是这个以色列的神呢，他比这个哈皮神，比这个 Heket 和这个 Heb 这个神都大。
But Pharaoh didn't want to listen.
但是法老还是不听。
He crossed his arms and said, No, I'm not going to believe and trust in that God.
他把手一插说我不准备相信这个神。
He said, Who is that God that I should obey him?
他对摩西说你这个神是谁啊我为什么要听他啊。
And we're going to see God continuing to work.
所以我们可以看到神不断的继续的在做工。
You see, you can't exhaust the mercy of God so quickly.
也就是说神的怜悯啊不会很快就用尽的。他真的是蛮怜悯。
God keeps giving evidence after evidence.Patient, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to a saving knowledge of Him.
所以神是一遍一遍给机会显明他自己，因为他是恒久忍耐的，他希望万人都得救，不愿一人沉沦。
And so He keeps on sending more plagues to try to convince them.
所以神就继续的再降下。其他的灾来这个说服他们。
The next plague we find in chapter 8, verses 20 to 32.
下一个灾呢是八章的二十到三十二节。
And it's the god Kepri.
Sorry?
It's the god known as Kepri.
这个他这个针对的这个埃及的这个神呢叫 Kepri。
Now, Kepri was the Egyptian god of creation and the movement of the sun and rebirth.
所以这个神呢他是创造的神是这个日出日头行动的神和这个重生的神。
And Kepri is always shown as having the head of a fly.
那这个神呢 Kepri 这个神呢他的形象是一个苍蝇的头。
And this plague was a swarm of flies.
所以这一灾呢就是这个成群的苍蝇。
Now, this is the first plague that starts to make a difference between Egypt and Israel.
那从这个灾开始呢就开始区分开以色列人和埃及人了。
And God is starting to make a difference and say, I am the God of Israel.
所以用这样的区别呢，神要告诉他们，我是以色列人的神。
So Moses met with Pharaoh along the Nile River and asked that Pharaoh let the people go, that they can serve God.
那摩西呢，就在这个尼罗河岸边来见这个法老啊，要求法老让以色列人走。
Pharaoh didn't want to let the people go, and so the swarms of flies came as a result.
然后但是法老不准备让以色列人走，结果呢，就是这个成群的苍蝇来了。
And this time it was only the Egyptians that were affected by the judgment.
但这一次呢，是只有埃及人被惩罚了。
You see, in the other ones with the lice and the frogs,And the Nile River being turned to blood, they affected everybody.
那前三灾呢，无论是河水变血，还是这个什么青蛙，还是这个狮子啊，它是影响到每一个人的。
But this time, the Egyptians are affected, and the children of Israel are unharmed.
但这第四灾，这个苍蝇灾里面呢，只有埃及人受到了影响，以色列人是没有受到危害的。
Now.The plague of flies, when they came, started Pharaoh trying to do a new thing.
然后这个苍蝇这个 再来呢是法老呢要做一件新事了。
Pharaoh tries a new tactic and begins to bargain with God.
嗯，那这个法老要做一个什么新事呢？他采取了一个新的策略，他想要跟神来讨价还价。
Now, when you bargain, you're trying to have a little bit of authority.
嗯，那如果你真的想要讨价还价，你得有一点权柄才行啊，对吧？
So sometimes when I go to the market, I just pay the price whatever they ask.
嗯，那我比如我去市场上买东西，他们出什么价，我就要付什么价。
And I feel that I have just no say, and I just do what they ask me to.
嗯，我觉得我没有什么可讨价还价的余地，就是他们说啥我就付啥就行了。
But sometimes I think I have a little bit of authority here.
但有的时候我觉得我有一点权势，我有一点权柄。
And instead of paying the price that they're asking, I'm going to say I will pay this lower price.
嗯，然后他们如果要一个价呢，我说我不行，我要付一个比这个低的价。
And it's switching the foot of authority.
嗯，其实他就是在交换你的这个权柄呢。
Now I'm saying you will sell it for the price I want and not the price you want.
嗯，也就是说我因为我有这个权柄，所以我可以要求你按照我说的价钱卖给我，而不是你说的价钱卖给我。
And that's what Pharaoh is trying to do here. He's trying to maintain his power and authority over God.
嗯，所以这就是法老在这里做的事情，他想在神的面前能保持他保有他的这个权柄和能力。
He's trying to dictate the terms and the conditions of the offer, telling them they can sacrifice, but they can't leave.
嗯，所以法老是说我来定规定啊，你们应该怎么样去服侍神，就是时间和地点都是我来定的。他们不让他们离开，他让他们在当地敬拜神。
But Moses says no.
嗯，但是摩西说不。
And so Pharaoh says, okay, well, okay, you can go, but just get the flies away.
嗯，然后法老就说，好吧，那你走吧，但是你得把这个苍蝇也给弄走。
Pharaoh has learned a little bit about God.
嗯，那现在法老呢，对神有那么一点点了解了。
And he sort of understood that only God could make the flies go away. If anybody could make the flies go away, it was God.
因为他现在明白了一点，就是只有神能够让这苍蝇离开。如果有谁能让苍蝇离开的话，那除了神，没有别人了。
Because obviously, the Egyptian gods and goddesses couldn't help ease the situation.
嗯，因为以色列的那些偶像、那些假神呢，他一点都没有用，不能缓解这个问题。
Capri couldn't stop the flies or make them go away.
嗯，所以这个苍蝇神呢，就是这个 Capri， 他是不能使这个苍蝇消失的。
And so that was his bargain.
嗯，所以这个法老是跟神在这一灾里讨价还价了。
And as soon as the flies disappeared, Pharaoh went back on his promise.
嗯，但是。这个灾一过去呢，这个法老又食言了，就是又说话不算数了。
God had shown he was superior to Khepri, and Pharaoh even asked him for help, but he still hardened in his heart and did not let the people go.
在这个苍蝇灾里面，神已经显明他比这个Khepri 这个苍蝇神要大得多，而且法老也祈求神了，神也拿走了这个苍蝇，但是。法老还是心硬，他不愿意让以色列民走。
He had heard from the priest that this was the finger of God and nobody could do it except for God.
嗯，他的那些假神的祭司已经告诉他了，说这是神的手段，除了神没有人能做。
And now he even asked for God's help.
嗯，那第四代里面呢，他亲口祈求神呢。
And God even answers his request.
神还真的答应了他的请求。
And he still turned back to his old gods.
嗯，但是他还是转回去敬拜他自己的神去了。
Do you see God's patience?
所以你能看到神是有多么有忍耐。
Do you see his mercy and his grace?
能看到神的怜悯和恩典吗？
You can't exhaust the patience of the merciful God.
所以我们是没法用尽神的这个怜悯的神的耐心的，他总是有耐心的。
In chapter 9, we come across another God that God is showing himself superior to.
然后到第九章呢，我们看到神又显明他比另外一个埃及的神要大了。
Hathor.
这个神的名字叫 Hathor.
The Egyptian goddess of love and protection.
他是埃及的就叫爱神和保护神呢。
And usually this goddess is depicted on the hieroglyphs with the head of a cow.
那这个神的形象呢是一个牛头。人身牛头。
And in this plague, it was the death of cattle.
这里在里面死的是什么？是那个牲畜。
This plague was given with a little bit of a warning, and Moses said, tomorrow the hand of the Lord would come.
但这里在里面呢，摩西呢是给了他们一点警告的，他说明天你们的牲畜要死了。
And that a disease was going to strike the cattle, the murrain.
就是这个瘟疫啊，要临到这个牲畜。
What would happen if the cattle started dying?
那如果牲畜就开始死去，会怎么样呢？
What would you use cattle for?
他们用牲畜来干些什么呢？
You use them for plowing your fields.
你会用它来耕地。
If you fed them and watered them well, they would fertilize your fields.
然后你给他们吃饱喝足呢，他们这个会给你的田里增加肥料。
They would be the sacrifices in your religious rituals.
然后在他们的这个宗教的仪式里面呢，这些牲畜就成为了也成为他们的祭物。
They would be used in food.
而且他们还可以用来吃作为食物。
They would be used in clothing.
然后他们的皮可以做衣服。
And so cattle dying would have a serious economic effect on the Egyptian people.
所以这牲畜死了呢，对埃及人来说是会造成很严重的经济影响的。
And even given this warning, Pharaoh said no.
即使神用这一再来警告他，但是法老还是说不。
He wouldn't listen to the Lord.
他不想听神的。
His faith remained in the Egyptian gods and goddesses.
所以他的脸呢还是朝向这个埃及的这个神呢和这些女神们。
And because he said no, the cattle died.
就是因为他说不，所以这些牲畜就都死了。
And the consequences were getting bigger and bigger.
那现在这个结局这个结果就是越来越严重越来越严重了。
And God's warning gets louder and louder.
那神的警告声也越来越响了。
The next plague comes in chapter 9 verses 8 to 12.
下一灾呢是九章的八到十二节。
And it's the Egyptian goddess Isis, the goddess of medicine and peace.
那这个在针对的埃及的这个神呢是叫 Isis 这个神，他是药神或者说是平安神。
Now, because Pharaoh still wouldn't listen,
因为法老还是不愿意听神的。
And even though he's showing himself more and more powerful than the Egyptian gods,
即使神不断的在显明他比这个你埃及的这些神要强大的多，厉害的多，他还是不听。
He still wouldn't let the people go.
他还是不让以色列人走。
And this time Moses took ashes from the furnace and threw them in the air, and as the dust from the ashes blew over Egypt, it brought boils and sores to all the people and all the animals.
那这一次呢，摩西亚伦就取了炉灰向天扬起来。然后就在这个人身上和牲畜的身上成了起泡的疮。
But God's people were protected.
但是神的子民呢，神的百姓是被保护起来了。
Now, the other ones didn't affect the people directly.
嗯，那另外一个呢，它是没有直接影响到人的。
It may have affected their livelihoods, but it didn't affect them personally. Like this one, all of a sudden their person was covered with boils.
嗯，因为其他的灾啊都没有直接影响到人，但这个灾呢，是直接影响到人自己的身上了。
And this made them sick.
因为这个灾呢，让他们都生了病。
And as all the dust or the ashes that touched people turned into boils, it affected their cleanliness in their religion.
嗯，而且这个灰啊，凡是碰到这个灰的人呢、啊，他们身上都起了泡，长了疮啊，而就是他们就是在宗教上来说就不洁净了。
Having the boils and the sores pronounced the people unclean.
嗯，就如果你身上起了疮啊，或者有了这种泡啊、疤啊什么的，你就被宣布为不洁净。
And now those priests, that were doing the miracles in the beginning couldn't even stand before Pharaoh because they were unclean.
嗯，然后这些这里面说这个这些行邪法术的，或者说这些宗教的这祭司啊，他们在摩西的面前都站立不住，在法老面前也站立不住，因为他们已经不洁净了。
And so it's very interesting that Moses and Aaron could stand before Pharaoh with the one true God as their support, but none of the priests could stand before Pharaoh.
嗯，所以在这一灾里面啊，只有摩西和亚伦能够站在法老的面前，因为有真神呢，做他们的支持。那其他的假神这些祭司呢，都已经没有办法站立了。
And God showed himself greater than Isis, the goddess of medicine and health.
所以在这个疮灾里面啊，神就显明他比这个他们的这个药神这个Isis 要大得多。
The next plague comes in chapter 9, verses 13 to 35.
嗯，那下一灾呢，是9章的13节到35节。
The Egyptian goddess Nut was the goddess of the sky.
嗯，那这个灾针对的这个埃及的这个神是什么呢？叫 Nut， 是天神。
And in this particular case, hail rained down from the sky.
嗯，在这一灾里面呢，是从天上降下了冰雹。
God warned the people.
嗯，神警告了他们。
And said hail was going to come. You better take cover.
嗯，说马上要下冰雹了，你最好能够找一个遮盖。
And anybody that listened to God took cover with their animals.
嗯，那所有听了神的话，把他们的牲畜就是拉进屋子来的人呢？
But if they didn't listen to God, they were outside, and they got hit by the hail.
对，听神的话的人呢，就把这个牲畜拉进来了；不听神的话的人呢，就把牲畜还留在田间，他们就被冰雹打了。
And God is telling Pharaoh that there's none like him in all the earth.
嗯，所以神在告诉法老啊，在这全地没有哪个神是像他的。
In verse 29, Moses said to Pharaoh, As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou may know that the earth is the Lord's.
29节，摩西对他说，我一出城就要向耶和华举手祷告，雷必止住，也不再有冰雹，叫你知道全地都是属耶和华的。
And God destroyed the flax and the barley which were ripening in the fields.
嗯，然后在这一灾里面，神是用冰雹击打了麻和那个大麦啊，在这个田地间的。
Now they weren't terribly important crops as far as survival was concerned.
嗯，这个损失啊，对人的生存来说呢，还不是特别的严重的威胁。
They were used in clothing and drinking.
嗯，因为这个麻和大麦啊，主要是用来这个做衣服和这个酿酒。
But the wheat was still standing.
嗯，但是小麦呢还在田里，没有。
And God was giving the Egyptians another chance to turn to the one true God.
所以神就是给了埃及人另外一次机会，再一次机会，让他们能够转向真神。
And to turn from the Egyptian gods and goddesses.
嗯，就是从他们所拜的这个假神呢，就是埃及的这些假神里面转回。
God keeps showing His mercy and His grace.
神不断地在显明他的怜悯和恩典呢。
The eighth plague comes in Exodus chapter 10, verses 1 to 20.
嗯，那第八灾呢，是在出埃及记的十章的一到二十节。
It says, the Egyptian god Seth, who is the god over storms and disorder.
嗯，那这个针对的这个埃及的假神叫什么呢？叫Set, 他是风暴之神呢，或者是混乱之神。
Now this time God was really going to send some disorder.
嗯，这次呢，神真的要给他们制造一些混乱了。
Locusts were going to come in the millions and millions from the sky.
嗯，会有这个成百万、成千万的这个蝗虫啊，从天上飞过来。
And this plague has an interesting thing, according to verse 2 of chapter 10.
嗯，那这一灾呢，有趣的一点呢，是在第二节里面。
It says, that you may tell in the ears of your son and your son's son what things I have done in Egypt and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know that I am the Lord.
嗯，第二节十章二节，他说，并要叫你将我向埃及人所做的事、啊、和在他们中间所行的神迹传于你儿子和你孙子的耳中啊，好叫你们知道我是耶和华。
Imagine Moses telling Pharaoh, "These are the things that are going to be done. So you're going to tell your sons and your grandsons the great things God does."
嗯，所以我们要。想一想啊，就当时摩西会告诉法老说，我接下去要做这个事情啊，你会告诉你的儿子，还会告诉你的孙子的。
Pharaoh was going to be teaching his future generations about the power of God.
嗯，所以法老要向他的下一代，他的子子孙孙呢，教导他们是耶和华是真实。
That he was more powerful than all the Egyptian gods and goddesses.
要告诉他们，这耶和华比这个埃及的这些男神女神们。
Now this is a wave of destruction that came after the hail.
嗯，这一灾呢是在这个暴灾之后的这个更大的灾。
All the crops that were left after the hail were completely destroyed by the swarms of locusts.
嗯，那在暴灾所剩的这田里面的这所有的庄稼和一切这个作物啊，全部都被蝗虫给吃尽了。
And still Pharaoh would not listen.
但是法老还是不听。
Seth couldn't control the disorder that was coming.
嗯，这个风暴之神呢，完全不能控制将要发生的这些事情。
And the locusts came and destroyed everything.
嗯，蝗虫就这样来了，把一切都给毁掉了。
In chapter 10, verses 21 to 29, we find the ninth plague.
嗯，在十章的二十一到二十九节呢，是第九灾。
Against Ra, the god of the sun.
嗯，这个灾呢是针对这个埃及的太阳神拉，就是 Ra 这个神的。
Now imagine you're the sun god, and now the sun doesn't even come out.
嗯，你想想，如果你是太阳神，结果现在太阳根本就出不来了。
Darkness fell upon Egypt for 3 days.
就整个埃及啊，遍地黑乌黑的三天。
But they still turned to their own gods that couldn't bring out the sun.
但是虽然这个太阳之神根本就不能发出光了，但是他们还是转向他们自己的神。
Ra was one of the highest, if not, well, the second highest god in the worship of the Egyptians.
这个太阳神这个 Ra 是在埃及应该是排第二位的，他们所敬拜的神中排第二位大的。
And God showed he had power over the sun as a witness that the God of Israel has ultimate power over life and death.
所以神是向他们显明，神是能够控制太阳的，说明神是能够掌控人的生死的神。
You know, if there's no sun, there's no light.
因为如果没有太阳，就没有生命了。
If there's no sun, there's no heat.
没有太阳就没有光了，没有热量。
If there's no sun, no light, no heat, there are no plants.
因为如果没有光，没有热，那就没有庄稼了。
No plants, there are no food for the animals.
没有植物呢，这个牲畜就没有东西吃。
Everything dies.
就所有东西都会死的。
And so he was showing his power over Ra and his power over life and death.
所以神在第九代理显明他比太阳神大，而且他也能够掌控所有的生死。
The last plague we find in Exodus chapter 11 and 12.
那最后一灾呢，是在出埃及记的十一章和十二章。
It's against the greatest god of Egypt.
他这个是针对的是埃及最大的神。
Because the ultimate power in Egypt belonged to Pharaoh himself.
因为在埃及啊，最终极的这个权柄或者说这个地位是归给法老的。
And this plague was the death of the firstborn.
那这一灾是什么灾呢？就是灭长子、死长、杀长子之灾。
Now Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, was worshipped because he was the greatest Egyptian god of all.
在埃及呢，人们敬拜法老，因为人们把法老当作这个最伟大的神来敬拜。
And since most of Egypt had been conquered by God physically, Pharaoh starts bargaining with God again.
那现在整个埃及啊，基本上都快被神征服了，所以现在法老就又开始跟神谈条件了。
But the Lord is uncompromising.
但是神不愿意妥协。
And so God releases one more plague upon the land.
于是呢，就神只好再降一次灾了，最后一灾了。
And he says, the firstborn of every family is going to die.
他说每家的长子都要死。
And he tells them, gives them this great warning.
而且他给了他们这个最严重的一个警告。
And along with the warning, God pronounces a way to escape.
在警告的同时呢，神也告诉他们一个脱离之法，脱离这个灾的办法。
It's the event the Bible calls the Passover.
那这方法是什么呢？就是圣经里面说的逾越节。
And they would take a perfect little lamb.
那就是取一只小羊羔啊。
With no spots or blemish or deformities.
没有任何瑕疵的缺陷的羊羔。
And they would sacrifice the lamb.
然后把这羊羔献祭杀了。
And they would take the blood and put it on top of the door and on the sides of the door.
然后取这个羊血呢，抹在门的门框和门楣上。
And then everybody was supposed to be inside the house.
然后所有的人呢，都要在家里头，关上门，在家里头。
And when the death angel came along and he saw the blood, the death angel would pass over that house and not enter.
然后命令天使在巡行的时候呢，他看见门上有羊血的这一家呢，他就越过去。
And the firstborn would be spared from death.
那这一家的长子呢，就免于死亡了。
That's a lot like God says to you and to me.
那这个呢，其实就是神在对你和我说的话了。
You see, God gives a warning that He's the greatest God.
神警告我们，他才是那个最伟大的神。
There is no one like Him.
没有神像他这样的神。
That you and I should only trust in Him and Him alone.
我们，你和我啊，只应该信靠神。
Not to trust in other things.
不应该信靠任何其他的。
Not in riches or wisdom.
不能信靠财富，也不能信靠你的智慧。
Or power.
或者你的能力。
But that we should trust in Him alone.
只要单单的相信神。
And if we don't, we have a problem.
如果我们不这样做的话呢，我们就有麻烦了。
Because death is coming.
因为死亡就来临了。
All of us die.
因为我们每个人都会死的。
It's one for one.
有一个算一个。
Everybody that has been born will die.
每一个生过的人都会死的。
It's because of Adam and Eve, and sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death came upon all men, says Romans chapter 5.
就罗马书五章说的，罪因着一个人就进了这世界，因着罪死也进了这个世界，每个人都要死的。
But God has made a way to escape the death angel.
但是神在死神面前呢，给我们开了一条路。
Where did they put the blood of the lamb?
他们把这个羊血涂在哪里了呢？
Says they put it on top of the door and on the sides.
圣经里告诉我们，他涂在这个门框和门楣上。
And so, the top of the door might remind us of the top of the cross.
这个门框啊，让我们想起了十字架的顶上。
Where the head of the Lord Jesus would have been bleeding.
那就是主耶稣的在那里啊，主耶稣的头啊，他在流血。
The sides of the door would remind us of the Lord's hands stretched out.
那门框呢，让我们想起这个主在十字架上张开的手臂啊。
And if we were to look at the bottom of the door, we would see the blood coming down because of gravity and dripping in the middle and on the sides.
那我们看这个门的这个底下我们会看到由于这个重力的原因啊，这个血呢会从门框和门楣都滴下来，就滴到这个门的下面了。
And if we were to look around the ground, at the ground around the cross of the Lord Jesus, we would see where the blood dripped the ground.
所以我们看，如果看主耶稣基督所钉的那个十字架，它下面的那一块土地的话呢，我们也会看到那个土地上也是滴满了鲜血，都是从十字架上滴下来的。
Where he paid the price so that the death angel wouldn't come into our lives.
所以在十字架上，神主付上了代价，所以这个孽命的天使就不会来找我们了。
Everybody that put the blood was saved.
所以每一个被血涂抹过的人，他们就都得救了。
Do you know what Pharaoh didn't do?
但你知道法老没有做什么呢？
He didn't put blood on his palace door.
他没有把血涂在他的皇宫的门上。
And the death angel came to the door and he didn't see the blood, so the death angel entered in.
然后这个灭命的天使来到他的皇宫，看他门上没有血，他就进去了。
And Pharaoh couldn't save his own son.
你看这个法老连他自己的儿子他也救不了。
Because he didn't put the blood.
因为他没有涂血在门上。
The blood was the only thing that would save him.
因为血是唯一能救人命的东西。
And he had all this chance to trust in the true God.
他有前面一切的机会去信靠这真神。
He was given evidence that this was the finger of God. Nobody could do this except for God.
神已经给了他很多的证据来告诉他，这是神的手段，除了神以外，没有人能做得了。
He saw over and over again how the God of Israel showed himself to be more powerful than the other gods.
他一遍一遍的看到，以色列的神是比这埃及的所有的神都要伟大的神。
And he just wouldn't leave his old gods.
但是他还是不愿意离开他原来敬拜的这些老的神。
He wouldn't turn from them to the true and living God.
他不愿离开这些假神去转向那个真的活神。
And death came.
那死亡就临到了。
God was patient.
神是有耐心的。
He wasn't willing that even Pharaoh should perish.
他甚至不愿意法老失丧。
He gave chance after chance.
他给了一次又一次的机会。
He wanted Pharaoh to change.
他希望法老能够改变。
But Pharaoh wasn't going to do that.
但是法老不愿意改。
He thought he was fine all by himself.
他觉得他自己挺好的。
But he wasn't.
但是实际上不好。
Do you see how knowing the history of the religious things of ancient Israel helps us to understand the patience of God and his superiority over all the other things that the Egyptians trusted in?
所以你看这个关于古希腊不古埃及的这个宗教的历史啊能够帮助我们明白神是多么有耐心，而且也帮助我们明白神是超越一切这些埃及古埃及所敬拜的这些假神的。
And so I suppose the question for all of us arises this evening, do we completely trust in God?
那我希望我们每一个人的心里都会升起 会问这样一个问题，我是不是也真的信靠这个真神了呢？
Or are we trusting in some other thing?
还是我信靠了除真神以外其他别的呢？
God wants us to know him.
神希望我们认识他。
And he's patient.
他也很有耐心。
But one day his patience is going to run out.
但总有一天他的耐心会用尽的。
And we need to be prepared to meet with God.
我们需要预备好要去面见神。
Trust him with all your heart.
你要全专心仰赖耶和华。
In all your ways acknowledge him.
在你所行的一切的路上认定他。
And he will lead your life along.
他必带领你一生的路。
The Lord bless you this evening.
愿主祝福大家今天晚上。
Do we just close in prayer? Do you want me to do that, Eric or Harold, or would you like to do it?
You go ahead, Trevor.
Our Father in heaven.
我们一起祷告，我们天上的父啊。
We thank you that you continually show that you are God.
你持续地显明你是神。
We thank you that you are so patient.
我们感谢您是如此的有耐心。
We're thankful that you show yourself to be God.
而且我们感谢您，您显明你自己是神。
And you give opportunity to know you.
你也给我们机会来认识你。
And our prayer this evening is that we would all know you better.
我们今天晚上的祷告是愿我们都能够更好的认识你。
And we would all recognize that you are better than all other gods.
让我们都认识到你比其他所有的神都好。
You're the true God.
你是那真神。
The God that loved us.
你是那爱我们的神。
And the God that still loves us.
而且你依然爱我们的神。
The only God worth trusting in.
你是那唯一的配得我们信靠的神。
And our prayer is that we would not be like Pharaoh.
我们的祈求是让我们不要像法老那样。
And we would turn from any other thing that we're trusting in.
让我们从我们原来所信任的其他的东西上转离。
And trust only in you.
单单的信靠你。
You're better than everything.
你比其他一切都好。
And we bless you this evening.
我们赞美你今天晚上。
Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trevor.